flesh and bones and skin tones. It's Art Talk on KCRW. Michelangelo, Da Vinci, Titian, they're all pillars of Renaissance art, and of course they are all Italian. Well, there's an exhibition at the Getty Museum called The Renaissance Nude, and it's the first to explore how the nude came to be represented, not only in Italy, but all across Europe in the 15th and 16th centuries, the period for which the show is named. And Hunter Drohioska Philp is here to talk about it on this week's Art Talk. Hello, Hunter.
Hello, Steve.
So the Roman Catholic Church remains obviously a dominant force in Europe. It was obviously even more prominent during the Renaissance era. So how did that play into how artists of the time treated the nude?
Well, you can think about this, really, with images of Adam and Eve and the Garden of Eden. And in this case, there's a beautiful painting by Lucas Cranach the Elder of that scene. There are, of course, many representations of Christ. And when he is not clothed, he's on the cross or he's being baptized. Many pictures of San Sebastian, who is almost unclothed, always to reveal the arrows that are symbolic of his martyrdom. But the surprising part of all this is there has never been an exhibition studying the issue of nudity in Renaissance art when it seems to be so prevalent.
Is this all focused on Christian themes, or are there other themes to be looked at as well?
Well, this is the beginning of a humanist era when many of the scholars were translating Greek and Roman texts, and they were looking back to classical mythology. So there are many paintings as well of gods and goddesses. And of course, it's an opportunity to paint voluptuous women, specifically Venus, the goddess of love. And you'll see many versions of her in this show, including a very beautiful one by Titian, the Italian artist, of Venus about thigh deep in a pond of water, washing her hair, and otherwise entirely nude. But yes, this show is not just Christian painting.
Well, then what about Italian themes? I mean, when you think of Renaissance painters, generally you think of Italy. Is that the case with this show?
Well, exactly. You usually think of Michelangelo or Leonardo da Vinci. There are works by both of those artists in this show. But of course, the Renaissance happened all over Europe. And this another strength of this exhibition is it includes painters from Germany and the Netherlands and France. And in fact, one of the most beautiful paintings in the show is by a French artist.
How are women represented in these paintings? That's one thing. I mean, you mentioned Christ and how he was represented at baptism on the cross. But how about women? How are they portrayed?
Well, the issue of representations of women is a sensitive issue, and in this show there are works that show women as objects of desire, tempting men and taking away their power. But there's also a whole section of the show that shows women as being extraordinarily beautiful people to be idealized. And arguably one of the most extraordinary paintings in the show is by Jean Fouquet, a French painter, who did a virgin and child image, but it was commissioned by King Charles VII of his lover, not his wife, and she is dressed in the kind of royal splendor that would never really be accessible to her. But in this case, she is in the celestial realm, and she's surrounded by cherubim and seraphim, and he's representing her in this situation of being not only Charles VII's lover, but also be equal to the Virgin Mary. It's an extraordinary painting of rich blues and reds and yellows, and her skin is this glowing ivory color. And it just shows you how this kind of, at times, the Christian themes and the use of imagery to express desire or the use of imagery to express sensuality, they could all take place in one painting.
All right. Well, the show The Renaissance Nude is at the Getty through January 27th, through the holidays and into next year, too. Hunter Drohioska Philp. And there's more on your blog, kcrw.com/arttalk. Hunter, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.